Yo, what is up, my people? I am actually doing a podcast, and I never knew I was going to do a podcast, but I have a special guest with me. Her name is Mayo.
Hey.
So anticlimactic.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Be like, yo, what is up? No, I'm just messing, but...
Yo, what is up, everybody?
But... Yeah, today we're actually going to be talking about the wonderful world of computers. Uh-oh. And I'm going to be asking my best friend here, just ask her about, like, you know, her first PC and, you know, so on and so on. So let's, you know, let's get it started. Right, Mayo?
Right, let's go.
All right. So, you know, tell me the first experience of... having your own computer at your side.
Well, see, I had my first computer, like, let me think of how... Okay, my first computer was, like, a crappy Dell computer that I got from my grandpa.
Yeah.
That he had, like, fixed up.
Fixed up, quote-unquote?
Yeah, he had, like, fixed it up. So it wasn't the best computer at the time.
You just had one. You're just happy to have one.
Yeah, I just had a computer. And then I had that for a few years. And then I realized that I wanted a gaming computer because I played a lot more video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be able to run on my computer.
I feel that. I mean, you know, you got blessed with the PC enthusiast type of build, and I had my MacBook
I had to wait
almost
10 years just to get this this wonderful masterpiece that I have.
It took so long. We talked about having computers, we, you know, watched YouTube videos, we did all sorts of things and talked about it for so long, and she got her first one and my heart was just like, ah, I want mine now.
Again, it took me like 10 years to get mine. And then my parents were like, you can put whatever you want in it. And see, that's where they went wrong. That's why this computer was like $3,000. They said, you can put whatever you want in it. And I was like, bet.
See, I didn't get to have that luxury. I had what? My grandparents gave me... my PC case as a Christmas present. I bought all my stuff with like school money, work money, and I only had like around $650 to work with in the end. And I have mine today, which is actually, it's running really well with the new 8 gigabyte of RAM. So now 16.
Are you putting more RAM in it?
I didn't tell you about that.
No, you said you were going to. I'm glad you put more RAM in it. So it should be running a lot faster and a lot smoother now.
Oh my gosh, it's a dream come true. It feels like my PC can do like three times as much work as it used to.
Yeah, like people don't understand just how much RAM actually affects like how efficiently your computer runs.
Yeah, like for
people just don't understand
it. Yeah, for like when I was streaming, because I've just been way too busy to, and my Wi-Fi dongle has just been trash. When I was streaming, my 8 gigabytes of RAM was holding out, but it was barely budging at the same time. So it was like it was doing enough, but it was basically what is it? What is it called?
It was enough, but like...
It always capped. It always capped. So it was always using its maximum... It was always using its maximum output of gigabytes and wattage and stuff. And I'm like, dude, something's got to change. I need it. I need another 8 gig stick, like, now.
Well, see, I told you when we built the computer, you are going to have to get more RAM eventually.
Yeah, and I should have done it the first time, but like I just wanted it and I wanted it soon. So I cheaped out on a bunch of parts I should have bought. So like I got a 1050 instead of like a 1050 Ti or a 1060. And yeah. I got 8 gigabytes of RAM instead of 16.
After I told you to get more.
Well, in my defense, the prices were all jacked up at the time. This was about a year ago.
Yeah,
a year ago. The prices were all screwed up. So,
yeah
the 1050 was like $220 when it's originally 170 to 190. RAM was 8 gigabytes of RAM was around $100, which made me so mad. But but everything else was just fine. Like, you know, motherboard price, $50 to $60, nothing too bad. Cases, they won't change unless, I don't even know, cases shouldn't even change in price. No, the good stuff has to go up in price, and it made me cry every day.
Yeah, it has to.
So, let's talk about your build, actually. Let's tell me your specs and why you chose all your parts that you have now.
All right, so... Hold on, let me go into the system, because I have no idea. I forgot a lot of the stuff about this wonderful computer.
Yeah, it's been a while since we actually sat here and talked about it.
All right, so I'm going to start with the processor, because I know what processor it is. Okay, so my processor is an Intel Core i7-7700K.
Boy.
At 4.2 gigahertz.
That is...
Obviously, it's 4-core, quad-core. You know, we got to keep it up with the quad-core.
You gotta have that quad-core.
Got to keep the quad-core.
We don't do no 2-cores.
32 gigs of RAM. Yeah, we don't do 2-core. 32 gigs of RAM. I don't know why.
Well, overkill. Just overkill.
Yeah, absolutely overkill. 32 gigs of RAM. I have a GTX 1080 Ti as my graphics card.
I thought you had an SLI, so, like, I thought you had two of them.
Oh, heck no. If I had the money to SLI, like...
It's over with. It would be over with.
You already knew. Already over with. What else? For cooling, I have, like, hard-tubed liquid cooled with blue coolant, which I have to switch out eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know how to switch it out. So we'll get there.
You're just gonna have to watch so many videos until you're just like, yeah, I'm confident.
I don't wanna mess it up. So
I feel
next
that
next time you come down, we'll figure it out and I'll like order new coolant. I'm probably gonna get purple coolant next
Ooh,
time.
Ooh, purple? Yeah. What is this color scheme of your build? I forgot.
Okay, see, it was gonna be blue and white, right?
Okay.
And then, like, you know, because of YouTube and the fact that I want to be an esports player and a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
And my name is Star Buffalo, that I wanted purple in there, because I really like purple.
Yeah.
So it was probably gonna be, like, white, black, and purple. Probably mostly the white and purple.
Okay.
Or black and purple. Okay. So I was gonna switch out my coolant to make it purple.
So you just want to like have that white purple accents all over your build?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So does that mean you're going to try and get a new case?
No, I'm gonna keep my case. I mean, okay. my case is just white. What I need to do is put some RGB strips in the case.
Yes, ma'am. You do.
That way, I can, you know, change the colors whenever I want to.
And like that strip can make your PC look 20 times better, let me tell you. I have...
Yeah, you have... How many?
I have one? Yeah, I have one strip. No, I have one strip. I have a mini ITX, so there's no...
Oh, yeah.
It's small enough, so one strip does the job.
Forgot about that.
But, so, do you remember what kind of case you have?
I have the... What case did I get? I have one of the Inwin cases.
Oh, yeah. The really expensive cases.
It wasn't that expensive. It's like, I forgot which one it was. I picked it out because it had tempered glass on the side.
Oh, of course.
That way I can see all the money that my parents put in buying me this computer.
Just like, bask in its glory. You're just like, yes.
Yeah, dude.
My parts are here. just like all shining at you, just be like, oh, just think of an angelic.
It's gorgeous.
What about the what about the 1080s or 1080?
The 1080 Ti or Ti, however you want to pronounce it, that I have, that I didn't need to get. But okay, so here's the reason I got so much stuff in it. I was basically trying to future-proof my computer.
Yeah.
Which is why I got the i7-7700K and the 32 gigs of RAM. And then the, like, at the moment, the GTX 1080 Ti was the most expensive graphics card you could get. Right under the GTX, like, in Titan right X. Under the NVIDIA, yeah, the Titan. So, that was why I went ahead and I was like, you know what? That way I don't have to upgrade it later. Let me just go ahead and put all this stuff in.
Shoot. Now there's the new Intel 300 series. Are you gonna upgrade your parts to the 300 series? No? Do you want to just keep it?
All right, see. Well, you know the new graphics card, they're like the 2070s, 2080s, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, and I plan on getting the 2070.
Yeah, me and one of my coworkers at Best Buy were talking about how they had, like, you know, the new graphics cards. And he was like, you literally don't even have to worry about upgrading your graphics card because you still have one of the best graphics cards like they've made. And I was like, yeah, so I'm not going to worry about it.
You have one of the top tier graphics card, and that thing
right under the 2080.
And it's not, and it hasn't gone obsolete yet. Like the 1080 Ti is still one of the top graphics card. The 20
is still around $1,000.
Yeah. Is it I can't remember, is it 2080, like, aren't they, don't they perform like the same, or is it 2080 better?
About the 20 or how whatever you want to call it. I call it the 20 series. So the thing about the 20 series is they were supposed to be built for raw performance. They weren't really supposed to, you know, balance between graphics and then performance and then efficiency and stuff. They were developed like mostly for performance.
Okay.
So they're a lot more like hardworking, I guess, than like the 10 series. But I mean, they're still great graphics cards. Like you can still do whatever you want with them. But yeah, they were mostly made for performance. They're supposed to, you know, do their job, basically.
Do what they're made to do. What do you think the 1080s, its, you know, capabilities are? Because you said the 2080, like the 20 series, is more of performance side. What do you think the 10 series is more of?
I think the 10 series, right after, which one? Almost before that. It was like before they got the 10s. It was like the
900.
Yeah, that series.
The 900 series.
Okay, so I think the 10 series was meant to be, like I said, to balance more of the performance and the efficiency and then graphics too. Because that's why people look to NVIDIA mostly for their graphics cards. It's because they look great.
Oh, yeah.
And they work with almost anything.
Yeah, they're compatible even with AMD, like they're still compatible with all that.
Like, they'll still work with even AMD processors and stuff.
AMD and NVIDIA are both like complete rivals. Like they're
the two main companies.
Yeah.
The same way AMD and Intel are the two with processors, it's NVIDIA and AMD again when it comes to graphics cards. Even though most people are gonna lean more towards Intel and NVIDIA rather than AMD.
Yeah, see, like I think AMD is a good chipset, and they have good, you know, graphics card. I'm not gonna, you know, diss on them or anything, but I think just Intel has made their cards and their chip sets more on the performance side and more capable of what they're meant to do. But yeah, AMD's still good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not big on AMD. I know somebody that, you know, leans towards AMD, but I think they still, I think they still like some Intel products and stuff. But I think in the end, I think Intel will always be just that top man in the game.
All right, so yeah, like, well, if y'all couldn't tell by now, I work at Best Buy, so I sell computers. Whenever people look at processors, the first thing they look, well, I look at is I tell them about the processor when they're buying computers. But they don't really know why people choose Intel over AMD. The reason people choose Intel over AMD is because Intel processors can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
AMD processors are mostly used for like video editing, photo editing, rendering, and stuff like that.
They're more, yeah, like, they're...
That's what they're, that's what they were made for.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why they made them.
Yeah, I read on the, like, the Radeon, like, the RX Radeon, yeah, those cars, they're actually a lot better with processing videos and doing Photoshop,
yeah,
doing Photoshop work or just any kind of big heavy editing work. And I've seen videos. Yeah, I've seen videos on it. I've read articles on it. That's just like, I guess that's just their like top thing. I think that's what they'll beat Intel in, is just that performance.
It's going to be that aspect.
Yeah, and that performance on just editing in general. Just,
yeah.
So I know you picked 32 gigs to, you know, just be overkill, but
yeah.
what do you think is just better overall? Do you actually need 32 gigabytes of RAM, or will 16 be more than enough? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could have got away with 16.
Yeah.
But the reason I did get 32 anyway is because I knew I was going to have a lot of really expensive stuff in my computer, like my graphics card especially,
yeah,
and then my processor that's not even overclocked. Like, neither one of those are overclocked. That's just, they're just fast.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, what if I do decide I want to overclock them? Or, you know, like, I have three monitors. I had to make sure that my computer could, like, sustain the three monitors and still work the way it's supposed to.
So you think?
So I was like, let me go ahead and get the 32 gigs.
So do you think 16 gigs probably would have, you know?
Yeah, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
16,
okay.
16 would have been.
I was about to say, I have 16 and, you know, doing the dual monitors, which I don't have as hunky of hardware you do. I have, you know, two monitors, an i5-7400, GTX 1050, and, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and it's, with two monitors, it's working, you know, just perfectly and everything.
Yeah, which, like I said, I got it mostly because I was trying to future-proof my PC. That way I can use it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. How long do you think
without having to get a new one.
Yeah, how long do you think your computer is actually going to last for? Like, until, I know, it's kind of, like, it's kind of already obsolete, you know, just
because. It's technically obsolete just because they've come out with new stuff.
Yeah.
But because of the stuff that, like, because of the components I have in there, they're still gonna run alongside even the newer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, most gaming computers can last you around 7 to 10 or more years, just as long as you, like, keep them clean, antivirus and all that type of stuff, which is, like, any computer. You just have to, you know, yeah, just take care of it. It's a baby. It's a very expensive baby, but it's the baby. So, you just gotta keep it clean. You gotta make sure everything's working right.
It's your $3,000 baby. You gotta take care of the thing.
My gorgeous $3,000 baby.
So my computer is being powered by a 450-watt power supply. What is yours getting its energy from?
I'm pretty sure I went overboard on my power supply too. I think my power supply is like a 1090.
A 1090?
I think I went way too overboard with the power supply.
How'd you
and
find
the reason 1090? I did, I just picked one and I put it in there. That's what happened. I didn't actually see how much it needed to power the computer. I was like, let me go ahead and get too much rather than not enough.
Yeah, too much instead of too little.
Way too far.
What the heck?
I didn't mean to.
Oh no.
I didn't know about it yet.
I plan on getting I'm planning on getting like a 1300 watt power supply just cause.
See? It's just what happens. Like,
it's,
I mean,
so
sure,
much,
it might
be, yeah,
a lot of power, but then that means there shouldn't be anything wrong with it.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, I think 450 watts is more than enough for this, you know, my build. Yeah. Because, you know, because everything's probably running at like 100 watt, 200 watts, around that. And so...
That is until you upgrade.
Yeah, anything. and then I plan on getting my upgrades. Let's see. A 1070, I got to get a whole new motherboard and CPU, so I'm going with the Z390 motherboard with an i5-7800K, I want to say it is.
I was going to say, are you going to get an i5?
Yeah, I'm just going to... The i5 has been doing well for me. And
the i5 isn't a bad processor. Future-proof.
Yeah, i7s are just good to have overall. If you have one, use that sucker, because that thing will... just do so much for you.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm planning on getting i5-7600K. That's one of the new 8th gen processors. Keep my 16
gigs.
Yeah,
they came out with their 9th gen, right?
Yeah, I decided not to go with the 9th gen. I mean, I almost got the i9-9900K, which was like $500. It's if you want to look it up right now, it's like...
530.
Yeah.
See,
it's amazing.
There is no need to have a processor that is 5 gigahertz.
Hey, that's OP right there. That's what you call OP.
Exactly. Like,
it's insane. Like, I actually had it chosen, too, and I was like, ooh. So I just go ahead and have it just to have an OP CPU and just have it for so many years. And then I was just like, no, that is way too much. I can go with something $300 less. And I was like, oh.
Literally just get away with an i5.
Oh, yeah.
The i5s, they aren't terrible.
No,
they're not bad processors.
Like, my i5 is running really... amazingly, and it's, you know, only 4 cores.
But it's only a few years old too.
Yeah, it's not overclockable or anything. You know, base clock is like 3.0 gigahertz, which anything above 3 gigahertz is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, see?
But I do want to overclock someday, and so you know, got to get that Z390 motherboard, and let's see, cooling. I might go with the Corsair. Water cooling.
No, I was about to say they're water cooled.
Because I've heard so many good reviews just on the Corsair water cooling. Their
Corsair
series.
Stuff in general is really good.
Oh yeah, which I was planning on making like a full RGB computer, and you know how much that thing's going to cost?
A bunch of money because it's RGB.
Oh, $3,200.
Yeah, see, because it's RGB. Anything RGB is going to cost. A lot of money.
My mind, my heart sank, and I was like, in the arms. But man. Oh. It's insane, though. Like, computers are, they're one of the top things that are growing just because we're getting more into the digital age. Because we're getting further along in it, so it has more necessities as it, it had more necessities as it as it does now.
Progressed.
Yeah, than it's like than it was years ago, like 20-30 years ago, back in like 1980s.
You can do a bunch of stuff on computers, like,
oh yeah,
anything, like, you can do just about anything on a computer.
And we've become so reliant on these things, like, it's,
that is true.
And like, just computers and all, they're like probably one of the best things I've ever laid my hand on. Like, You were the one that really got me into computers and stuff, because at one point I was like, yeah, a computer would be fun to have and everything. Then you were like, dude, look, you can do this, you can play these type of games. Steam has all this on there that PlayStation and Xbox have. And then I was just like, you sold me. I want one. I want one now. I want one of the best computers I've
It's literally
in the
because,
world.
Like, anything, just about anything you can get on a console, you can get on a PC.
Oh.
Then you can always just plug in a controller. That way you still, you know, have controller capabilities.
Yeah, and on Steam, they recently just released the Master Chief series. That was only...
Yeah!
It was only supposed to be... That's only
Xbox... It was an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, it's an Xbox exclusive, and they just threw it on Steam. So now Xbox doesn't have any exclusive stuff anymore.
Yeah, they don't. And, you know, Call of Duty, which was like the main thing for PlayStation, was already on Steam too anyway.
Oh yeah, Call of Duty is just always going. Call of Duty is just an all around game though. So.
Yeah, but like especially like in esports, Call of Duty was like the PlayStation esport, and then Halo was Halo, and then like what Gears of War or Xbox, and then just about everything else was just on PC.
Oh yeah,
because there's just a lot more versatility.
Which, like, you know, there's a whole ongoing debate about console versus console, the PS4 versus Xbox.
PS4 versus Xbox. PS4.
Which, I can't really have much say in it, because I've only had the, I had the first PlayStation, and I have the first Xbox One, and I grew on Xbox just because that's what I had, and yeah. So, like, that's why I sided with Xbox more. But recently, I've been really wanting a PS4 just so I can try it, see what the big hype about a PS4 is. Because I've heard, you have PS4, yeah, and you're like,
I do.
It's amazing to have. Like, you can do this, this, and this. And then I see videos, like, it has much simpler.
A lot simpler, yeah. Controls. The home screen is less clutter. There's not as much going.
But I think the one debate that will stand above the other is console versus PC.
PC's always going to win. Literally, because everything you can do on a console, you can do on a computer.
Which, a console is literally a held-back computer?
Yeah, a console is literally a computer that's been capped.
Which
that's what a console is.
Which I don't understand why they would hold back so much potential.
Because if you try to design a console like a computer, you might as well just design another computer. And remember, consoles only cost like $299, $399. Computers can range from like the worst ones, like $100 and something to well over $5,000.
Oh yeah. Which,
so they have to keep the price the same, so they can't go too far.
So, you know? My question is, do you think consoles are becoming obsolete, are becoming more and more obsolete each year? Like, so you don't think people are going to want to drop the console and get a computer?
No, because computers cost a lot more than consoles.
I mean,
people aren't like you and me. They aren't, one, they aren't willing to spend, like, $500 or more dollars on a computer. But, even though they're going to be paying the same for a console.
But yeah, I was going to say, but they're going to spend the same amount for a console, and you can get much better hardware with that much amount of money than you do a console. So I can't really understand why.
But again, if a console messes up, you can just go get another one. If your computer messes up, it's usually going to take a lot more money to fix it. Say your motherboard dies.
Okay.
Depending on what motherboard you had and you want to upgrade, you also have to upgrade the graphics card. You have to upgrade the processor. You have to upgrade the RAM. You might have to upgrade the storage. That is a lot of money that people are not willing to pay. So they're like, you know what? Let me just get an Xbox.
Yeah.
Or they're getting it for their kids as, like, you know, first video game anything. Console.
Which that can be shown just looking on YouTube and being like, oh, let's see about a $1,100 computer build.
Yeah. And just get a console.
Yeah, I can understand that a little bit better. I just see console just dying though, like soon. Near 5 years, like maybe not the near like 2 to 3 years. Maybe it starts slowly dying at like, you know, the 6-7 year mark, like from now.
Because you notice they've stopped making a lot of games for consoles.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like on the side where, like, okay, maybe they should just go ahead and drop the console and just start focusing on actually making computers smaller and more portable. So maybe.
But also, the reason that they stopped making like games, like hard games, is because you just download it online.
Yeah,
that's it.
Which, I think games becoming digital now since you don't need a disc, which they still accept the disc, but why would you want the disc? I mean, yeah.
And you can just have it forever on your console.
Which is going to be pricier unless there's, like, you know, a discount that Xbox or PS4 just gives out a discount one day. It's like, hey, this game is, you know, this price. Which on Steam, like on here, you can just get that, you can find that digital game for a lot cheaper than on consoles.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The PC is just the master of everything digital.
Yeah, because you can do anything on a computer. You can play games, you can do work, you can do homework. You can make a career literally based on and around a computer.
Which, that would be cool, just having a job, just building computers. But you also
that would be so much fun.
Which, you do have to get sponsored and everything. That's really the only thing. Is that, yeah, or to have money? Fun. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. You can do whatever you want and produce amazing scheme, like concept scheme. So let's say a Wolverine build. I saw a YouTube video. I think
watching those are so awesome.
Like just being able to see how they can get a 3D printer and then, you know, make a what is it? Make a little template for the GPU to put on top.
Yeah, and just and like 3D print like all of the like sockets and.
I think that's why I just really fall in love with computers more and more. Is just there's so much more diversity in it. There's so much more you can do. More games you can play. Just everything in the world is right at your fingertips. Even if it's pricey, don't get me wrong, it's going to be very pricey.
Yeah.
But the end result is, you just save up, all you need to do is really just save up money and just have a bill. Definitely don't wimp out, cheap out like I did, because the upgrading process is,
still going to be expensive.
Stomach wrenching, let me tell you. That's a stomach-wrenching process. But, hey, Maya, I'm glad I got to talk to you about the wonderful world of computers, how you got started on it, and able to have one at your side, even, like, probably one of the best PCs out there. And, yeah, maybe we can talk again about this in another podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Mayo, and I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast.
Woo!
Bye!
Bye!